In the line of fire. Something touched my foot, and I was instantly awake. I squirmed around to face a dark figure looming over me, the muzzle of my M16 still directed down the trail a few yards away through the jungle. He projected his voice in a stage whisper. "Ho 530, sir." I turned and sat up, my eyes blinking in the dark. My answer was also a whisper. "Okay, thanks. Get the other platoons on the horn. Make sure everyone's okay." Other men were stirring around me, and I slowly rose up to a crawling position, stretching my arms and legs as I did. We'd been lying on the jungle floor for the past 6 hours, a platoon of about 20 American infantrymen strung out some 10 meters back in the bushes from the edge of a heavily used path that came through the thick underbrush. I was a captain and the company commander, but we only had 2 lieutenants to command 3 platoons, so I was out with the 2nd platoon on this operation. We'd arrived at this place just before midnight the night before. We'd assumed an ambush position off the trail. Half the platoon had stayed awake while the others were supposed to have slept for 2 hours, then reversed their roles. 50% security. It's high, but we were in the heart of enemy territory, and maintaining that level of alert was literally a matter of life and death. I was fully clothed and wearing my jungle boots, which were laced up and tied tight. That was another feature of sleeping in the field during Vietnam. No one unlaced his boots at night. It was okay to take off your helmet before you lay down. Then you just lay out flat, rifle at the ready, and tried to stay awake while staring at the dark and listening to the night. If you weren't extremely tough on yourself and everyone else, you fell asleep even when you thought you were awake. You were on the ground like any other large animal, save only that you had your rifle in your hands and ready for use. If I'd ever found someone with his boots off or web gear lying around somewhere where he couldn't reach his ammo pouch at his waist and pull out the next 20-round magazine, I'd have had to come down on him. But I'd found that personal fear was pretty good at keeping discipline taut, and this morning the troops were a little anxious. I knew they all had their boots on. We were out to find the enemy, to interrupt his movements, to cause him to rethink attack plans, to hinder the assembly of his forces that could threaten Saigon. As a mechanized infantry unit, we ordinarily rode around on armored personnel carriers, APCs as we called them. But here we were on the morning of February 19, 1970, hoping that the enemy would make the mistake of coming down the trail into the kill zone of our ambush. The previous evening, we'd set up an ambush about a half hour before sunset. We just backed into the jungle off the trail and lay down. The flank security hadn't even set up its defenses when I heard the rattle of a machine gun from the left. 2 long bursts, twigs and vegetation falling around me like rain as the rounds cut well overhead, and then there was silence. Apparently an enemy patrol moving down the trail had seen movement as our flank security took up their positions. They'd opened fire to cover their retreat, but they didn't hit us, and we never saw them. We had returned no fire, and I was pleased that the troops had maintained their fire discipline. I passed the word to reorient so as to provide stronger all-around security, and after darkness fell, I moved the platoon, because I didn't want that enemy force to double back and find us. We moved a couple of 1,000 meters up the trail, pulled off, set up a hasty ambush, waited, and moved again around 10:30 to the overnight position. This was real, and the troops sensed it. This time, after I was woken up, I glanced left and right and lay back down. We were at the crucial time, just like hunting. The game would be moving around dawn, and every man had to be ready. The sky was still jet black, and I knew it wouldn't start to soften into gray for another 10 or 15 minutes, when the gray would fade to light fast. Then the sky would brighten above the jungle canopy as full dawn came, almost exactly at 0600 hours. We waited another hour to see if we'd have any action, but by 0700 there'd been no movement down the trail or in the jungle. Every man had been awake and ready to use his weapon for more than an hour, and it was time to move. I stood up, took a last sip from my canteen, chewed on a piece of date nut roll, and motioned to the men on my left and right, ready to move out. We still had a few minutes, and I looked around. All the men were up, silently adjusting their loads. There'd be no fires this morning. No heat tablets would be lit to boil water for instant coffee. As my men drank from canteens or took their last bites from sea rations, I went over our ops plan again in my head.